You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com.
I have, luckily, I'm blessed to have my grandparents still with me. They're in their late 80s, early 90s, and in my mind, I still see them from when I was a child the same way. But they're taking medication, and you know, I ask, you know, daily, I have opportunity to see them on a daily basis, and I ask, you know, how are you feeling? And it's like, it's always the medication, taking the medication, and it's making me feel this, you know, it's giving me headaches, this, that, and the other. So with everything that you're saying, how do I go to them and recommend a plant-based diet when all they've known is the medication and known this, you know, alternative, this pharmacy-laden lifestyle where take this pill and that pill and four more pills in the afternoon? That mean for me to say that if you just switch to plant-based diet and eat these sort of foods without, you know, I don't want to suggest something like that to them. Mm-hmm. And then God forbid something happens because I don't know, then maybe there's some other underlying things. Maybe it's too far gone because they've been on this lifestyle for a long time. So I'm asking this question from other people who may be out there who have, you know, obviously I'm an advocate for it. I've been, you know, have a podcast, do all these things for it. But now for me to recommend it to somebody that maybe not have the same sort of health structure as I do, what advice do you have for somebody like that?
Sure. Important question. And you have to be respectful. People are very attached to the food and the foods they grew up on. These are comfort food to them. And it's often difficult for people to move to a healthier dietary style. But one thing to do is just ask some respectful questions. Ask them, do you think what you're eating has anything to do with the high blood pressure you're being treated for, the diabetes, the inflammation, whatever their medical condition is? Do you think your diet has anything to do with this? Many times they'll say, yeah, I probably shouldn't be eating all this meat or dairy or whatever. They often realize that food has something to do with it, but often they don't. And there's so much information available now, including I have many references in our book, Moving Medicine Forward, to say, well, it turns out that that food is a major determinant of your diabetes, your high blood pressure, your inflammation, etc. Plug in the condition they're dealing with. And it turns out that a plant-based diet can usually reverse these kind of conditions. Would you be interested in moving your diet a little bit more towards the plant-based side? Or gradually, let's start with one breakfast and then one lunch and one dinner. Why don't we try that over this next coming week here? And just gradually introduce plant-based meals that are truly healthy. That's all you need to do. But what they need to do, very importantly, is to understand, and you tell them, as your body gets healthier, as these plant-based foods have their effect, you're probably going to need less blood pressure pills, less insulin, less anti-inflammatory, etc. What you should do is call your doctor's office, the one who is prescribing your medication, and just leave a message with the office nurse if you want to. Just say, I've adopted a healthier diet. Dr. Smith has me on pills for blood pressure. As my weight comes down, will Dr. Smith work with me to reduce my medications as my pressure comes down or my blood sugar comes down or I hurt less, whatever you're following there. And always keep the onus on the doctor. It's their responsibility to reduce these medications. But communication is so key. Don't keep this to yourself. Let the doctor know what you're doing and that you want to work with them to reduce these medications as it becomes safe and important to do. So communication goes a long way.
And thank you for that. That's, you know, big key there is not to have them move away from their doctor's recommendation, because I think that's a conversation killer right there. For right. Like, okay, take this information that I received online, regardless of the pedigree of the person that provided it, and ignore the doctor you've been with for over 21 years. But right. To ask those questions where it's like, if my weight is going down and, you know, my markers are showing that things are improving, you know, there shouldn't be any reason that they should have to go on that regimen of pills, which all of the harmful side effects, you know, all the different things that come from those pills, because you're essentially experimenting with your body every time you take all these different combinations of pills. Because now I'm saying it like I'm the doctor, like all these different, everyone's different. So, I mean, I would love for them not to be on the pills. So I'm like, I definitely get to have that conversation. And so thank you for that. I really appreciate it. What I do want to say, and I did reach out to a few people from our community, let them know I was going to speak to you, and they were like super excited. You know, they've been following you for years. Some have mentioned that because of you, they were able to reverse certain ailments in their body, you know, fatty liver, all these different things. And they wanted to have me express their gratitude to you. But they also did have a question. In the Black and Brown community, there's a lot of chronic diseases that specifically, probably it plagues everyone, but it's more pronounced in this community, you know, things like diabetes, high blood pressure, as I mentioned, fatty liver. What recommendations would you have for people who may be experiencing that, having family members experiencing that, for them to find resources, practical resources to know which foods to move off of, you know, a lot of things we discussed in this podcast, what resources are out there that they can get their hands on and change that course of their life?
Good. You ask such perceptive questions. And you are absolutely right. In the Black communities, Hispanic communities, the incidence of diabetes, high blood pressure, obesity is significantly higher. It's so tragic. These are often younger men and women who get the strokes and the heart attacks, and it's just devastating to their family constellation. So it's really important we keep everybody healthy. So what can be done? Realize that in general, the diet of whole plant foods, the soups and salads and steamed veggie, works in any color body. And so we want to move in that direction. So it's important for the person doing the guidance, as well as the patient, to look at what they're already eating and see if there's a way to veganize, to make their individual favorite dishes more plant-based. If they like the burritos or whatever with lots of meat and cheese, well, there's ways to make these foods with these dishes now without a lot of meat and cheese, with lentils and guacamole and various things to produce that wonderful flavor and mouth sensation without the animal products and saturated fat, etc. So look at the recipes the person is eating most frequently already and see what you can tweak and substitute for and make these big, hearty, satisfying stews and soups and chilies and curries. And the beauty is that Mother Nature, in her wisdom, has made fruits and vegetables and beans and greens mostly out of fiber and water. That's what plants really are. And because of that, you eat a salad or a bowl of vegetable soup, it's mostly fiber and water. You pee out the water, you poop out the fiber. It doesn't stick to you. And the beauty, if you go back for a third bowl of vegetable soup, who cares? You know, it's all just fiber and water. And so you can encourage the people to, there's no portion control, there's no carb counting, no calorie counting, just eat, children, eat. And this food will work its magic there. So tweak to the textures and flavors of foods they already are enjoying to a more healthy plant-based version. Encourage them to enjoy the amounts that they want and season them up with all these wonderful spices. And again, you're filling their tummies up with water, fiber, phytonutrients, healthy proteins, healthy carbohydrates. The plant-based diet will work its magic no matter what color the person's skin is. So find out where they're at and work from there, and then you can help that transition. There are also wonderful books now on Amazon for recipe books aimed at people in the African American community, in the South Asian community, in the Hispanic community. Just Google vegan Hispanic recipes. Or Latin recipes, and there's already books on that. There's wonderful vegan authors of every ethnic Variety out there has written some wonderful cookbooks. So seek and you shall find.